Good evening and welcome to Manx Radio's Christmas Bedtime Stories, read by Kim Quine. Tonight's story is What's a Christmas by Hayley Down.
As the sun set on Christmas Eve, a sound boomed across the South Pole. Four little penguins walked along and tumbled into a giant hole. There, inside that snowy pit, was a funny-shaped snowy mound with two stripy legs sticking out and flippers that made a sound. "What a weird bird," said Penguin Peg. "That's no bird," said Penguin Paul. "Give it a poke," said Penguin Prue. Penguin Pete said nothing at all. Then something small burst out and cried,
"I'm no bird. I'm Ed the Elf. I fell out to Santa's Christmas sleigh. Now I've crashed and hurt myself."
The penguins felt bad for little Ed, but they were also a bit confused. They asked, "What's an elf? What's a sleigh? What's a Santa? What's a Christmas? And are you bruised?"
"Oh, blooming baubles," shouted Ed. "You've never heard of Christmas Day. I'll teach you how to celebrate till Santa returns in his sleigh. First, some sparkle is what we need to bring some holiday glee. Let's try to find some twinkly treats we can hang on a Christmas tree."
But in the snow, it's hard to find decorations to gleam and shine. So what the penguins used instead were fish and some boring old twine. Ed said,
"Next, we'll get some kind gifts to show our friends that we care. But just remember, they should be thoughtful, not just fancy, sparkly or rare."
The gift they found for their mother was cute, but it wasn't quite right. It was much too wet and much too big, and it gave her a little fright. Next, the penguins tried a carol, and though Ed sang with a smile, the penguins' horrid screeching squawks could be heard for miles and miles. "We've done it wrong," said Penguin Pete. "We've ruined Christmas," cried out Paul. Ed said,
"I don't know what you mean, because I'm having a ball. This Christmas may not be fancy, but the spirit we have is right. Let's laugh and sing and just be glad we're together this Christmas night."
But then Ed's golden pocket watch struck 12 with a jingly chime.
"Oh no, the sleigh is almost here and I haven't made a sign."
His penguin pals knew what to do. They had thought of the perfect gift. They called all their friends and family to make a sign in the snowdrift. Santa flew over in his sleigh and from way up high he could see some writing in the snow that said,
"Santa, please rescue me."
As Santa landed with a thud, he cried out,
"Ho, ho, ho, well, what a sight. I'll spend the rest of Christmas here. It's the perfect end to my night."
They celebrated together. Then when it was time to say goodbye, Ed promised that next Christmas he would be sure to drop by.
We hope you enjoyed this evening's Christmas Bedtime Story. Join us again for another one tomorrow, or catch up on the whole series online at manxradio.com.